The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Hi, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danka and Brian Fernandez with you. Brian, remember the time if you wanted to go to an eatery, for example, and there was no ATM in sight, you would be in trouble, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
In fact,
and you had no money in your pocket and you know, you forgot your credit cards or something like that. Yeah. No,
there was just this day the other, I think it was last week or some time ago, you say, hey, Elliot, I want to go and have a cup of coffee, but I forgot to withdraw money. Where's the ATM? I say, come on, PayWave.
Yeah.
So, if you think about it, the payments industry, it's been quite slow to keep pace with this wave of technological change in the corporate world as well. I mean, many conventional banks are facing disruptive forces from many startups, and we want to get an overview of how digitalization is disrupting the treasury function of businesses. This morning, we have with us in the studio our guests. First up, Manish Kohli, Global Head for Institutional Payments and Receivables at Citi. You've also been named on the list of top 10 finance executives by Business Insider. Congratulations on that. We also have Thabut Yudi Bose, Global Head for Channels and Enterprise Services at Citi. Good morning, Bose.
Good morning.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for taking time to come to the studio. Let's start off to get a little bit of context. If you could walk us through some of the digital and disruption trends that are affecting corporate and institutional clients. Who would like to take it?
I'll take
Manish?
It.
Manish? All right, thank you.
First of all, thank you for having us on your show. It's great to be in Singapore and great to be here. So, you know, all industries in various shapes and forms are undergoing what I'd say is considerable disruption more than we have typically seen in our lifetimes. Fundamentally, I think that it's the impact of enabling technologies, mobiles, cloud computing, APIs, that is helping enable this disruption. And the way we see it is there are three large megatrends that are emerging. First of all, business models of customers are changing. More of our clients are going directly to consumers. They're looking at consumers as a segment of one and developing products and solutions around it. We also think that the world's becoming global at a pace faster than ever, contrary to what you hear in the media. Mm-hmm. The third thing is how our customers pay and collect from the consumers is going through a massive transformation. So I think it's encouraging times, you know, and it's actually very encouraging to see how our clients are responding to this.
Yeah, I mean, just to add on to what just Manish mentioned, I think, you know, disruption comes from the point of view of existing pain points, right?
So, okay.
And technology is merely the enabler. Now, what's happening is that technology with all its force, whether it's connectivity, whether it's artificial intelligence, data, APIs, and all of that, suddenly you have a brand new toolbox of disruptive technologies, which help redefine the expectations, the entire ecosystem, whether our customers or their customers would have in terms of the services that we provide. So that is a pretty significant amount of change which we see.
Gentlemen, let's drill down a little bit in terms of a specific function, treasury. Can you give us some insights into how digitalization and disruption is impacting the treasury functions for businesses today?
Sure, Brian. Let me go first with that. First of all, I think, you know, the change in business models, and I was talking about, like, you know, how customers are going global, you know, and many of our new clients are kind of born global day one, and how clients are evolving into new business models, actually changing the entire role of treasurers and treasuries very, very fundamentally. You know, treasuries typically used to be places with a mandate on efficiency and risk management, and now they're transforming into organizations within large corporates that are focused on business enablement, business strategy enablement, and growth. And I think that shift is something which is very, very profound.
And how about you, Bose? What are your thoughts on this?
No, absolutely. I mean, just to add on to what my colleague mentioned here, right? The central function of treasury used to be far more middle office, risk aversion, manage counterparty risk, liquidity risk, etc. So it is now, given everything that's happening in the market, has to go about business growth, sales growth, even enablement of their own client experiences. So that is a profound shift. And I think whether it's in the pace of their expectations, what they are wanting by way of services or ideas from us is significantly changing.
Gentlemen, the treasury function within the bank itself has changed quite dramatically. So if you look at how the bank in a mature economy conducts its treasury operations is very different from, say, some of the emerging market economies. So in the emerging market economies, you still have treasury traders. Could you highlight some of the changes that have happened just for our listeners?
You mean treasury within the bank?
Yes, or? Within the bank itself.
Well, I think, you know, one of the profound changes, I mean, the central part of most of the treasury functions is to ensure that we have the right amount of liquidity in the right place and in the right currency in the right amount, right? So what has happened is that as the banks and institutions have grown, right, in terms of their overall geography footprint, the ability to then manage these complexities become a significant challenge. But however, with the amount of information that we have, the data and our ability to really harness and harvest that data to forecast, for instance, right, if you're trying to hedge your balances, right, so you don't know how your customer balances would behave over a period of time in a certain currency. And depending upon the deposits you have to hedge them to ensure that you're adequately, you know, covered and make the optimal returns. Now, with the data, predictive science, machine learning, et cetera, gives us an ability to forecast information such as deposits, right? How they're going to behave over the period of next 15 months and have the right hedging strategies in place, right? So that's just one example in which, you know, some of these things are changing.
This morning, we're talking about how digitalization is disrupting the treasury function of businesses. In the studio with us, we have Manish Kohli, Global Head for Institutional Payments and Receivables at Citi, as well as Tapat Yoti Bose, Global Head for Channels and Enterprise Services at Citi. When you talk about disruption, traditionally, the area that sees the biggest change or the biggest impact is in the payments space. That's like a first consumer point impact type of thing. Banks generally do well when we're talking about B2B. But could you share with us how they're doing in serving clients in the B2C and C2B space?
Sure, Iliad. And I think, you know, you said it very well when you started this discussion that banks have typically not innovated enough. And I actually think that the payment industry has typically not innovated at the pace of innovation of the industries that it serves.
Sure.
Now that is changing. And, you know, we find that very encouraging. And it's actually causing banks to look at a few things. First, the convergence of consumer experience, you know, how consumers operate their personal day-to-day finances is influencing how corporate treasuries want to interact with banks. And that's a very positive trend. And again, you know, I did talk about, you know, changes in business models as companies are going directly to consumers. And that's causing banks to look at solutions that allow collections from consumers instead of collections from wholesalers or distributors and so on. So at Citi, we recently announced we're building a global business called Consumer Payments for Institutions with offering payment ubiquity and a global experience to our clients. And I think, you know, you'll see more of that coming.
Anything there, boss?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, if you really look at things moving from B2B to B2C or C2B, it makes the entire set of services and products and experiences that we provide need to significantly change. So first of all, from a point of view, the moment the consumer comes in, and Manish alluded to it, the consumer and the corporate experience is kind of, the line vanishes. So the consumer experience becomes a very, very significant part. The second part of it is that it can never be, again, five-day banking. It's 24/7. You have to be always on because there is always a consumer wanting to buy or, you know, participate in commerce, right? The third is the immense amount of volumes, right? B2B, going from B2B to B2C and C2B means miniaturization of transactions, but huge, significant amount of volumes. So to be able to handle that scale, the fourth is security. Cybersecurity is very critical because the moment you digitize, that's a significant piece. And the final piece is that when you're going B2C or C2B, you have humongous amounts of data because you've eliminated middlemen on both sides. So what are you going to do with that data and how does it return insights into?
Now, what about the challenges that are facing treasurers and CFOs today compared to the past? How are they able to improve their cash management efficiencies and help their companies become more profitable?
You're talking about the first theme on the treasury of optimization and efficiency, right? So if you really look at the core operating processes, right? I mean, just to frame this, there are four core operating processes at a very high level. So one is the bank account management, right? How treasuries open accounts, how they maintain accounts, update signatories, right? How they reconcile, etc. Now, all of these things used to be batch processes. They used to be completely manual. Now, with the advent of technologies like API, real-time banking, the ability to open accounts, like we just announced digital account opening, right? Mm-hmm. It's gone live in 10 countries. It's going to get live in another 30 countries in the next coming weeks, so you can open accounts. The entire thing has become digital and real-time on bank account management.
And that's consumer and business?
This is the business. We are from the business part of it, right?
Okay.
And to open a business account with a bank, given all the know your customer policies, the AML concerns, etc., could be a significant amount. It could take weeks. Now it is down to hours. Right? So that's the kind of expectation on a bank account. Payments and collections is the other core processes, as Manish talked about, a significant change is happening. Then it is working capital management, right? Which is, again, the treasury part, which is trying to manage liquidity, the ability to forecast how and how much and by when to fund your subsidiaries used to be an inexact science, right? Because you used to do it based on gut, memory, etc. Now you have all the data. So your machines can learn, your algorithms can figure out, they can predict how much and when and whom to fund, right? And the final piece is risk management. So whether it's cyber risk management, whether it is risk management around, you know, counterparties, etc., all of those things are now fairly exact, fairly precise, and the expectation is that they should be spot on.
Manish, any final thoughts to wrap up?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, Elliot, you know, our clients are now looking at more innovative solutions. And I think, you know, in our strategy of trying to be a financial ecosystem for global commerce, our business philosophy is that in addition to our proprietary solutions, we will engage a very wide set of fintech community and encourage them to offer solutions that we can put in the mix of our solution set and make it accretive to our clients. So, you know, one reason we're here in Singapore is we're conducting a fintech day over here.
Yeah.
We're looking at some of the best fintechs across ASEAN and looking at making them a component of our overall solution, just helping our clients tie to this wave of disruption.
This morning, we've been talking about how digitalization is disrupting the treasury function of businesses. Our guest in the studio, Manish Kohli, global head for institutional payments and receivables at Citi, as well as Tabatyoti Bose, global head for channels and enterprise services at Citi. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. Have a good weekend ahead.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.